All right, do I have sound? Looks like I do have sound. Let me turn this up a little bit. There we go. Welcome to Free Association. That's looking much healthier now. And let me see if the video is working, which I don't know whether it is or not, but I shall find out in a second. Let's get something up from YouTube just to test. So this is an impromptu show. I don't have a plan. So let's have a short video about the Behringer Flow 8 audio mixer just to test whether everything's working properly, and I've got a feeling you're all right now. Settings yesterday. See, in a second or two. Oh, no sound from there, so that's not working properly. Oh, tell you what, let's try it with the sound up on the mixer. That's not happening. I want to watch the video anyway, but at some point later on, I shall watch that So, what can we talk about? I've just done a quick video for YouTube about a potential business that I'm researching, which is a podcasting studio, and I know that there are podcasting studio places in Newcastle already. So let me do a quick search and see how many. Flamingo Heights. Right, that's the first thing that comes up, which is on City Road, Ouseburn Gateway. I don't know where Ouseburn Gateway is, but let's just have a look at Flamingo Heights and see what's happening with it. Because it might be my kind of place, you never know. £100 an hour, 2 hours minimum hire. This does not include any technical support. Okay, so you can add technical support. And you can hire their production team. Right, so right, let me sign up for their mailing list. Might reach out. I don't know where Usburn Gateway actually is. It looks like it's off just off City Road, but along by the Tyne Bar end of City Road. So I may have a walk up there this afternoon and just see what's going on. Actually, I shall take my portable recording device as well and record something up there while I'm there. Hello, Coco. Welcome to the show. I'm just rambling at the moment. Oh, it looks like there might be an audience. Goodness me. 11:30. So it's early in the States. So I'm guessing that you guys must be in Europe somewhere. Whereabouts are you from? Kai Buckwheat. I don't know how to say that, but it's a collection of letters. Coco's easier. Australia, okay. So it's late evening in Australia, I take it. Maybe 10:30 or something like that. 11:39 here in the morning. So, oh, it's earlier than I thought it was. 7:40. So, all right, well, I am just rambling, but I'm thinking about setting up a podcasting business of some sort, which would be a studio, and it looks like the going rate for studio hire is £100 an hour in Newcastle, which is a lot of money. Plus, you've got to hire the technical expertise and the producer or whatever as well if you want that. So I'm not a producer, but I can produce if I absolutely have to, I suppose. I can manage to do the technical stuff just about for me. So I ought to be able to just about manage to do it for other people, but I wouldn't want to charge £100 an hour necessarily. So I could potentially do it. Could I do it for less and make a profit though? That's the problem. If I'm in an office that costs me £500 or £600 a month, and I need a wage of £300 a week, so that's at least 4 weeks, so £1,200 plus £600, £1,800 minimum I would need to get revenue, plus the electricity, plus the rates, plus all of that stuff. So you're talking about £2,500 a month minimum, really. And plus I would probably need to employ somebody to do the tech stuff. And I'll help people with production a little bit. But the thing is that people expect everything. Like, well, could I find somebody to do the live tech stuff and find somebody to do post-production on Fiverr or somewhere, maybe. I don't know. I shall have to think about it. I agree, Coco. Content is more important than quality, definitely. And I've been doing really low-quality stuff, but it was very good content for the last 3 years. So I know all about starting with a phone. I know all about that. But when you're spending money, you expect a certain level of quality. I started with my Android phone doing radio shows on an American station called Revolution Radio. And it was literally just me sat in my living room with the mobile phone hooked into their server and rambling for an hour. So it is possible. I know it's possible. I haven't done that for a while. I do video now because I've got the laptop sorted out. I'm on my second laptop in 3 years. This is the first one's just given up the ghost completely now. So it is possible to do it from from a mobile phone, and Podbean's perfect for that. But I was doing it via Skype into the servers for Revolution Radio, and then they sort out the tech stuff at the other end. And that kind of works in its own way. You could definitely do it from a tablet. A phone's pushing it a bit, but a good tablet with a reasonable amount of memory and storage space would do the job. I'm just trying to think my way around it, because if I'm going to spend money, it has to be funded from somewhere. So it has to be aimed at training people. It has to be training courses of some sort. So audio technology training, maybe, and video technology training. I don't know. Let me have a look and see if there's anybody in Newcastle who does audio technology training. I don't know. I don't know whether I'm qualified to do that or not, really. Lord of Audio Technology Training, here we go. Online course. No, I don't want to do an online course. Let's see if there's anything in Newcastle. Study Creative Audio Production Courses. Let's have a look. Sound Engineering and Audio Production. That's in London, so that's not really where I want to be. Nottingham or London? Confetti Campus. Where on earth is Confetti Campus? Let's have a look. Right, these guys have got a TV studio as well. Convent Street in Nottingham. Metronome, I don't know what that is. Resource booking system. So I wonder how much these guys charge per hour for their access to their equipment. That's what I need to know, really, is how much do people charge per hour? And then I can work out a business plan from there, probably. All right, I'll work it out anyway. I'll work it out.